Don't go anywhere.
It's overtime.
All right, now we're back for
good overtime. Job.
We're back in the room.
Okay, super seriously, pop. It's our training camp too. Give us a break. Come on. I can't. I got the intro. I nailed the intro.
Just there we are.
Just missed the
one piece at a time.
Well, I mean, come on now. Like, that's at the end of the show. I didn't practice that one very well.
Haven't ended a show in forever.
Oh my goodness.
We're keeping this one slim though, right? I just looked at the time.
For overtime? Yep. Yeah. Oh. We're gonna keep it. Well,
we'll fly through these bad boys.
We have a lot of comments, but I will let you go. And you know what? Hey, thank you everyone that has tuned in. That's probably the most viewers I've seen at one time on the show in a while. So thank you very much for tuning in and being part of our family as you listen to me whine and bitch and moan about tailgates. That's great. I'm glad that Donovan brought the positivity.
Someone had to.
Yeah, exactly. Super fan. Shoot away. What do you got in the
shooting at the walls of heartache?
bang.
Yeah, it is.
All right.
So
I think even Kamish got that one. I think
there
she got
we go.
It's amazing.
Can't go wrong with some Patty Smythe.
She did snicker. I don't know.
Yep.
Did
you get Chris Agar has an idea for retro shirts, maybe?
Oh, I like the old Empire name and the points tally chart. I actually, even if we just had one that said Empire points, that it's been a while since.
Oh my gosh.
You know, Empire points since 2015. Oh, you know what? If Tyler's still watching, he's like, he's got ideas rolling. It's going to be amazing. I love that idea, Chris. I love it so much. That is a callback. Welcome to the Turf District and points. Yeah,
there we go.
Love it.
Someone write that down.
what?
Leanne has a great motto for life. If you can't be an athlete, be an athletic supporter.
So
words we can live sports, by.
So I have to be a jock. Wait, what?
Exactly.
I want to be athletic supporter. Okay. Leanne was the Empire points winner, 15 and 16.
Oh
my. Tyler Hill says interesting, which means some of them are coming. We're getting exciting. Oh, new shirt ideas. They're coming together. It's amazing. Yay. All right.
That was the athletic supporter bit was from Greece, apparently.
Yes, so. No, I knew it was from some movie. I couldn't remember which one, but I do think that it's funny.
Yes,
exactly. That should be the title of the podcast. Can't be an athlete, be an athletic supporter.
It's true. Blake is very excited to get to Edmonton this year and meet the rest of you. So that's going to be awesome. We always love when we get to meet people we've talked to online and actually get some face-to-face, bend elbows, have some delicious food and football talk.
I promise you, Blake, for all of my crabbing, tailgate was still going to be fun.
Oh, yeah. Did I mention the bending elbows part?
That's the important part, yes.
I don't think that Blake knows how to have a bad time, given what saw at Grey Cup. It was fantastic.
So. Right. That's fair. Yeah, he does. He knows how to have a good time.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it's good. That's right. And it's going to be infectious. It's going to spread around train camp. So it's going to be great.
Oh, I love it. Yes.
So Randy's got a question. How many wins are we expecting this season? And I'm going to maybe make a little bit of a caveat to that. How many wins would we accept this season? Like before people are calling for heads.
I think if we don't make it,
were we not negative enough already?
Ken says too early to tell how many wins with all the changes. I'm hopeful, but at the same time, a little anxious. Mm-hmm. And Chris says he'd be happy with the 500 season, so 9 wins.
Oh,
I'm even less than that.
Okay, so what do you figure?
I would be happy with?
Well, let's do both.
Let's do both, yeah.
What do you expect and what would you accept?
Oh, boy. I honestly don't know. What I hope for this year was one win more than last year because that was my deal. As long as we were progressing, but we didn't do that.
we did not
do that this year.
No.
So
we tried.
I don't
expect...
No.
We're with you, win or tie?
Yeah. No.
Oh, no. Okay. I'm just checking.
Always a win. Jeez.
Okay. Yeah.
I would be okay with 7. I wouldn't be happy with it, but I would accept it because that goes with what I have said. At least one, we're winning more than we did the previous year.
Right.
But since we got the same as last year, or in 2023 was the same as 2022 in the win column, I'm not accepting 6. It's got to be 7.
Okay. Okay.
Expecting now, you better freaking make the playoffs.
Okay. Chris saying, if it's not 500, I'm unhappy. Okay. So that's, and Kobe, playoffs, baby. Wow.
Playoffs.
Kobe, I thought you knew football. Look,
it just 18 means that we have other teams that suck more than us. That's all.
We got we have a Ballantyne impersonator on the show. Yeah. That's amazing. All right, Mike, I'm going to let you roll with this one first. What do you expect and what do you accept? Is that what we're saying?
That's the tricky part. Oh yeah, don't worry, Cliffy, that's coming. I don't think of it as an overall score. Because if we went 9-9, but we lost the first 9 and won the last 9,
yeah,
that doesn't do it for me. Like, I want to see a competitive team every game. If we're losing, I don't want it to be a blowout. We were shut out twice by the BC Lions, the first time that's ever happened to us in the same season, being shut out by the same team twice. The first home shutout in forever.
Yeah.
We need to be competitive. So it's less about the win and loss column and more about how we're doing. 2013, we only won 4 games, but we lost 6 or 7 of those with 4 or 5 or less.
Right.
Yeah. And then the next year we were, at that point, 12-6 and then 14-4 in 2015 with the Grey Cup win. So that's what I want to see. I want to see the losses being close. If we're going to lose more wins than we had, I would be happy with at least 9 wins. I would accept. That's a tough one. I don't like accepting losses, right?
No, I know. That's the thing.
But if we have, let's say in the first 9 games, we have to have minimum 3 wins, preferably 5 in those first 9.
Yeah.
Because if we can be over 500 in the first 9, that's all right. But
well, if you thought I was negative about tailgating, you might want to turn off the program now because, you know what? I will happily eat these words, but I would be elated with 8 wins because my expectation is 4.
We're consistent.
We have not improved on either line. And that's where games are won and lost. And
different coaching philosophy that may change things. And we've talked about this a lot in group chats and everything else. Yep. Is who is getting injured in the league?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true. That's you true. Know? Like, well, I can tell you one that I'm most worried about at this particular moment. He goes by 3 letters and sounds like a law firm. That's the one that I'm worried about. So it's I don't know. In the 3 down chat, we had to do a ranking. And I understand it is way too early rankings and all those other things. I 100% get that. But we had to do that after free agency. And I after looking at all of the different teams and where they're at this moment, I could not rank us higher than 9th. And that's saying something, because I'm usually the eternal optimist, but I'm struggling. So I'm hoping at training camp my views will all feel different.
And I think that will change a lot of things.
I'll see different things and go, oh, okay, maybe I'm overplaying it, but yeah, that's where I'm sitting right now. And everybody's like, why the hell do we listen to this show with this guy who's just a negative crab all the time?
Negative Nelly.
Right? Yeah, I know. Debbie Downer.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Anyway, it's that's where I feel like it's gonna. I want it to be better 100%. And I'm more than happy to come back on here and say, oh, I was so wrong. Like, I'm fine with that. Leanne says, Mojo and Venus hear my chippiness and they send licks and wags, which is amazing.
I really hope those are dogs.
They are dogs. Yeah.
Oh, they're good. Both dogs. Okay.
And they are
not like neighbors or something, you know.
So damn cute. I went out to visit Leanne and James on my way out to Lloyd, and I got to meet Venus and Mojo, and oh my God, they're so cute. And they're just like balls of energy. Like, right. Oh my goodness. Mojo just batshit crazy, but so funny. And he makes me laugh. And so thank you. I appreciate the licks and wags. Yes. From the dogs. I'll be very clear right. about that. Yes. All right.
What else we got here?
Okay.
It's Chris Agar saying that 75th anniversary crest did not disappoint, that old school double E. Yeah, absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
It is. That old school double E is awesome. And that's why I want the hoodie, because you can see it the biggest.
Oh, yeah. It looks, yeah, that's one of the things I brought home. So. Oh,
so nice. Did I see, too, did they have a hat with the old logo on it? Oh, I thought
no hat yet. The hats are on the way, is what Christine told me from the team store.
Okay. Because if they have a hat with that old logo, like, oh.
I love the glasses. Those are really nice.
Yeah.
Oh, the beer mug glasses?
Yeah, those
are really good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Tim saying, just saw the merch online. So nice. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, wait. Were you talking about the 75th anniversary or ours? Just to make sure. Because ours is pretty nice.
This is all about the 75th. But yeah, we.
Oh, okay. 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 Blake saying he's going to have to check out the merch. You should. It's amazing.
Absolutely.
It's very nice. Yeah. All right, Mike, this one's for you.
Yeah, Leanne's just asking how awesome was the energy there. It really was a very exciting kind of thing. A lot of people, a lot of the alumni, of course, hadn't sort of seen each other. But something I never really considered is that for a lot of the alumni, this is the first time they've been in the locker room where the press conference was in years, if not decades. Ed Jones was just thrilled to be in that locker room because he was in the locker room the very first time the team played in 1978 in that locker room. So, you know, he'd been there a long time and it's been a while since he'd been there, and a lot of them. So it was very cool to sort of sit back and watch a lot of the alumni sort of going around and checking things out and pulling things down. And it's like, oh, these are way better than we had back then.
You're like, yeah, I have what you had back then in my house.
Yeah, exactly.
The locker.
And then again, just being able to interact with them. I talked with Brian Hall quite a bit, or I should say he talked to me quite a bit. Brian turns 90 this year. I wish I had his energy levels. He is just bouncing around. And for someone that sort of got a reputation for being very negative, you know, criticizing people, you know, you don't know what you're talking about. Oh, you know, you're an idiot, hanging up on people. Nothing but positive energy, both yesterday and today. Just a lot of fun to be around, and, you know, was telling stories. It's like, stop me if you heard this one. I'm like, nope, not going to stop you at all. Don't care if I've heard it. I'll hear it again. Love hearing the stories. So
was he, did he just all of a sudden break out in the Elks fight song? Because, I mean, that'd be cool.
Oh, my gosh.
That would have been awesome. I will sort of say that I did mention for the 60s group that maybe one of the tackles might be a good one for that spot. And I brought up anyone that's been around this team for more than 30 years will know, will understand when I recommended Earl Edwards as tackle. Halsey just sort of rolled his eyes, and everyone realized that for many, many years, everyone calling into a show, somebody on that game was going to say, whatever happened to Earl Edwards, who was a tackle in the late 60s that ended up getting traded to the 49ers, oddly enough. So that'll make Cliffy happy anyway. So even after we had to answer it, somebody the next week would be, whatever happened to Earl Edwards? So.
Answer it every time.
Yeah. Exactly. So I'm still hoping he makes that team. So we'll see.
Halsey just vetoes that one.
Exactly.
Yeah. Nope, not allowed.
No more positive Halsey now.
That's right. Yeah.
Leanne asking about the buyer groups. How much would it cost per year to successfully run the team? Like, if I could manifest a multi-million dollar lottery win. You're going to need a few of them, I think.
Probably, yep.
Yeah, I mean, they talked about in the last 4 years, the team lost $26 million. So that means they spent far more than that because they were still getting in, you know, merchandise and concessions and the TSN money and the gate receipts and everything else, advertising dollars. So you add all of that up and still lose $26 million in 4 years?
Yikes.
Yeah. Yep. You get a general sort of understanding of how much that's costing. So, you know, as that is, that's, you know, how good's everyone's math? What is that, $6.5 million a year, yep. 4 years?
Yeah, so. Somewhere in there. So, and then you got to buy the team. So,
yeah,
it's like, yeah, it's there. Yeah, there's a lot of money.
Yeah.
To rotate around for sure. And you listen to guys like Garrick, and he talks about you know, different ways to generate revenue, whether it's NFTs or he did say, I thought I heard in the one
that I prefer my tokens about, fungible, thank you.
Yes, I know, yes. And the you're welcome. But fan experiences and those types of things, I
like all the ideas for right? sure.
Yeah. I like find different ideas on ways to have different revenue streams. I like that. So the trick is are they going to generate enough revenue for the amount that's more than what you had take to plan it? And that's the part that I don't know enough about them to even know.
Right.
So yeah.
I am wondering and would be very curious to know that if it was a group of players, whatever the entire group was that was wanting to buy it, if that would entice old season seat holders that have now exited from the program because of the name change or whatever the situation with the Elks have been in the past, if that would motivate them now to come back. I'd be very curious to know what a poll would be like for that.
It might, yeah. Hot tip from Leanne. If you sign their petition and they are successful, you get your name on a wall of honor. Interesting. I mean, interesting ideas, right? To try and bring people in. Perfect. But again, I go back and forth on that petition too. Because I'm like, well, you should be able to sell it on the meat of the offer.
Yeah.
And yeah, so.
Apparently straight from the horse's mouth, says Leanne.
Oh, all right then. Well,
I don't know if a horse can own the team, but cool.
No. That's for our rivals in the
just south. Just going to say. Even the east.
That's not okay. Yeah. All right, what else we got going on in there? Oh, May 4th is the Pay It Forward with Football fundraiser. Fantastic. So.
Oh, that's right. May the 4th.
Yeah. Oh, that's Riley.
Be with you.
That's a.
Yeah. Do you like bowling?
I don't know. I'm gonna ask him. Yeah,
there you go. You have a great birthday idea,
right? Especially for a 17-year-old.
How do you feel about not sitting in front of a computer all day? Huh?
I feel like it'll be easy for me to just go by myself.
That's the best birthday gift of all.
He'd be quite excited.
Get right? out. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, great. Yeah, I'm
so your glad. Absence is the best gift I could ask for. Said every 17-year-old ever.
Pretty much. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay, so Tim saying, you got the shop URL for sure. A hell of a lot better than my intro 2 weeks ago.
Again, it's preseason for us all.
That's right. Yeah, I believe that's what you said right after you messaged. Yeah. Yeah, he just skipped all of the plugs and went straight into the, this is what we're going to talk about. And then Cliff's like, are we going to, are we going to talk about all the stuff we normally do? Yeah, it was pretty funny. Yeah.
It's just keeping the mystery alive.
That's right. Yeah. You never know they got to change it up. You don't want it to be the same all the time.
Exactly. Correct. All right. This is, we're going to kind of go back a little bit to a minute or so ago.
Okay.
This is about the tailgate spot.
Tailgating. Okay. Oh, you just want to fire me up again. Okay. letter or no letter, have you tried calling the team to see if something can be changed based on your reasons?
I emailed the team first. And I got a response from the person who's in charge.
Yes.
And she said, unfortunately, we can't make any changes.
Right. Because so I don't, and I don't feel like Mike got that response. So me emailing is going to have the same.
What if you got 500 people to do it?
There's about 200 spots, so you never know.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't. And that's the thing. I don't know. I haven't had the chance to reach out to, you know, some of our other regulars that we know, the Cordies, you know, the even Semchucks. Like, I don't know that they're that upset with where they are, to be terribly honest. Like, probably
they're some a destination did kind of get, spot, right?
So, right. Yeah. So I think some places got what they asked for, right?
Or
so,
don't care.
Correct. Yeah. Don't care. Just put me in the middle of somewhere. Right. But I do think that, and yeah, I agree with what Cliff is saying between this and the upper deck kerfuffle, it's definitely not a good look from an administrative perspective. And,
I think they handled the tickets fairly well.
I think so too.
From what I've heard. And especially when we talked to Josh Semchuk, same kind of thing. Like he seemed very happy with how it went.
Yeah, with his and the customer service that he got around it. Right.
Now, there's some people who are not going to be happy no matter what. They're like, I've sat up here for many years. I haven't had to pay much money. Now I've got to sit somewhere else and I got to pay more money.
Well, exactly. Well, not even somewhere else, somewhere worse without the ideal spots in which they had for more money.
Yeah. Right.
That but ultimately, this team is losing $26 million in 4 years. They need to make some sort of money.
Yeah.
So if ticket prices
they just lost seats. They just lost seats.
Yeah, but hopefully they're. I mean, I was there the last 2 days, and there are people that are new people buying seats. So maybe
I'll believe it when I see it. I'll just say that.
Mm-hmm. That's fair. And again, it's there's a lot of banking on atmosphere and winning. That will help bring people back.
But it also, it looked terrible on TV when you watch it. Because we're always there. But I'd go back and watch it and you'd see these sparse sections. It looked horrible, especially on the east side because there were so many more people in the west side.
Yeah, because it's bloody hot and sunny over there.
That's what I hear.
Yeah. I don't like being bacon. That's why.
West is best.
Correct. So Tim, like I said, going back to it, I don't know if there's I don't know that a letter is going to change anything at this particular moment. So we'll see. We'll find out where.
No, unless you try.
I will. We will put out a picture on the next show because I'm pretty sure we've got one around that will show kind of where we are, and then people will know
currently
where to find us and currently. Yep. And we will. We're gonna make sure that we have some things around the tailgate so you'll know where we are. We have a couple of ideas for that.
It'll be me with a marching band directing you.
Correct. Yes, exactly.
Trombones. Yeah.
Yippee! All right. What else?
Bottles in my little hat.
Oh well, Blake has an idea to float by me. Well,
don't know what it's about. I guess you'll find
either. Text me whenever, Blake. I'm happy for you to text me.
Some positive thoughts here.
Yes. Okay. Chris says, I've taken up a hobby of doing CFL team themed necklaces. Let me know if you'd like some. Ooh,
cool. Have some pictures. We'll add
pictures. Chris, throw some pictures our way so that we can help promote these.
Exactly. Chris, Etsy Agar. It'll be great. Hey, don't mock Etsy. Etsy's awesome.
Can we call him Etsy?
Etsy is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
All right, and the last little bit.
Excellent. I was hoping this would come up, although I thought we would talk about it more on the next show as we got closer to the draft. Cliffy asking, no combine thoughts from you all. Does Jonesy resist the urge to trade the number one pick and take Joel DuBlanco? With Chris saying, I think DuBlanco would fit well with a Chris Jones team.
Swiss Army knife, local boy?
Yes, it's Chris Jones. I don't
exactly
know. So let's start with the first part. Did either of you watch any of the combine that was streaming?
No, I
totally forgot about it.
Okay. I did watch the Sunday full practice. And I always want to like commend like Marshall Ferguson, Dwayne Ford for the commentary. They did a great job. It's funny when Willie Jefferson was talking, and talking to some of the coaches and players, but I really liked, they had some of the coaches running the drills mic'd. Mm-hmm. And I thought that part was a really cool addition because you could see how they were doing the training. And right. So last year when we were at the combine, that was one of the things that I actually really enjoyed, was listening to the coaching that the guys were getting. And so having them mic'd up this year was, that was pretty cool. I did like that. I don't know, like the full practice, you got a good look at a couple of guys, and I will say that there are some receivers that really stood out, that I'm like, wow, they're, you know, catching over guys' heads and that type of thing. So I thought there was some receivers that were good. DeBlanco didn't really take part in the last days. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he just got injured or what happened, but he really wasn't out there, but he tested obviously very well. And like you said, Mike, known as a bit of a Swiss Army knife. So, yeah. I don't know. I think we have, Mike, you were saying this the other day, we have nine picks in the top 31 or six in the top 31. Six in the top 31.
Yeah.
So we're bound to get a couple of gems out of there.
Yeah.
So, but I think if he doesn't get a really good, if he doesn't get a really good offer, then I think he'll stand pat and take DeBlanco. The only thing is, when is our second pick? Is my next question.
I don't recall. I put it all on the spreadsheet somewhere.
Yeah, I'm going to have to look that up. And this is why I wanted to have that information beforehand, because I think they may look at one of these receivers, because now that you've got Curley Gittens Jr. coming in as a main receiver and you've got Gavin Cobb, some of these guys have that same kind of frame as Curley. Right. And so they may be looking at, okay, can we continue that position down the road?
Right.
So I think that I wouldn't be surprised to see a receiver's name called at some point. First overall, I don't think quite there, but if we have one still higher in that range, Shabazz saying a 10th pick is the next one.
Yeah,
I think we might see a receiver possibly called there, or one of the many talented offensive linemen, but yeah. But I think it'll...
Can never go wrong with getting as many quality offensive linemen, let's be honest.
I was going to say, was there any that stood out?
Not, again, like watching the practice, it was really hard to pick out offensive, because they're following the ball just like they would on a play. So you kind of see the blocking, but not as much. And because I hadn't been watching it all weekend, I didn't have like numbers or names that I knew to watch for. So... that made it a little bit harder, but I know that Hodge put out a really good piece on guys that have like increased their stock from the combine. So I do recommend that read on 3Down. One of them being Clericus, I think is his name, and he's a receiver. And yeah, he totally stood out. So I think those are good. It's unfortunate we don't have the territorial pick anymore. They got rid of those. And now it's, you know, if you've played the most Canadian snaps that you get those extra picks. Right. So you finish dead last and get no benefit as far as drafting other than drafting first. Right. So Shabazz saying we also have 18, 21, 30, and 31 in the first four rounds. So that's 1, 10, 18, 21, 30, 31. So that's six in the first. Yep. So So we should have, I think with the depth, or at least what I'm hearing of the depth of this offensive lineman, you might even be able to pick up a good O-lineman at 18 or 21. So, because there's going to be a lot of them. And I think a lot of these receivers and a couple of DBs really kind of, defensive line guys increased their value right from the combine. So it'd be interesting. I don't know if he trades it or not, but
right.
I think this year I'd be a little bit surprised. It'd have to be a pretty good deal. So for those of us that watched, not much, but I got a little bit of info there.
Oh, right.
Man, I was gone all weekend. Would have been nice though, but
yeah, I know I saw Leanne asking here too if we got out to the clinic thingamadinger that Odell put on last weekend. We had him on the show to talk about the high school fantasy showcase, and then I couldn't make it out due to some other stuff coming up. So I was sad that I missed it, but I'll have to follow up with Odell to see how that all went.
Odell.
Yeah. Was the time ever announced? Because I kept checking the website, but it never gave a time.
I had the date, it wouldn't have mattered what time it was because there was, I had other stuff going on.
I had commitments from like 11:30 to 4, but if it was a like late afternoon, evening thing, then
okay.
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
Doesn't matter now.
Yep. Yeah. When I would have messaged, I would have messaged Odell and said, what time is it? But I knew that it wouldn't matter because I couldn't go that day. So, down to, one car and trying to figure this out to make it any easier. So, yes. All right. Anything else in there, super fan? That's it. Well, this was a banger of a show. 2.5 hours. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I'm tired.
It has been too long since we've all chatted though.
Yeah.
Thank you both for being here. And I really hope that Cliffy saying hope you check out this week's episode of the Ellet's Flight Deck. We've lined up a former Edmonton legend as a guest.
Did he also play for the Alouettes?
I'm gonna go with yes. ? Ray's voice. Yeah. Probably. All right. Well, thank you both. Thank you everyone for joining us for tonight. So much fun to have everybody back. And thank you, Blake. I am going straight to bed after this. And thank you again to Donovan. He was an amazing guest. I'm excited to have him back during the season where he can tell us a little bit about how he's trash talking other players and getting everybody hyped in the stands. It's going to be amazing. So Superfan, where does everybody find you again?
You can find me at 56 Parkies and the History and Horde segments at EDMHISTORE.
All right. And Commissioner?
At Duchess Lombardi on Twitter.
As soon as training camp begins. Yes. All right. It is soon. For Commissioner Kayla and Superfan Mike, I'm Andrew. Remember, you can't catch footballs with your face, and we will absolutely talk to you in 2 weeks.